I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.
The governor convened a special session at Colorado's Capitol today. State lawmakers came to fix what Governor John Hickenlooper says is an error in a bill passed earlier this year. He wants lawmakers to restore taxes to arts and transit, but as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, it appears nothing will change.
A small percentage of recreational marijuana taxes aren't going to places like the Denver Zoo and Regional Transportation District. The funds were accidentally cut in a separate bill to help fund rural hospitals. Democrats say it's a simple fix to what was a bipartisan bill that had unintended consequences. But Republicans, such as Senate President Kevin Grantham, say calling a special session was rushed. And on Monday, the Senate defeated a bill to fix the problem.
We were expecting the time to look at this and vet this for the next 3.5 months. Throwing it at us here as a so-called emergency, I don't think it's warranted.
RTD says it's losing $500,000 each month that it would otherwise collect, but says there are no immediate plans for any cuts or changes in bus and rail routes. The Democratic House will try to pass a fix on Tuesday, but then that would still need to pass the Republican-controlled Senate. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Pueblo gun shops and shooting ranges are participating in a suicide prevention program with help from local gun advocates. A spokesperson at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says the goal is to make suicide prevention part of gun safety culture. Officials say nearly half the suicides in Colorado involve firearms. And in a bit of good news, a Colorado Springs high school freshman, Catherine Kummel, is named a finalist in the National STEM Competition, according to the Colorado Springs Gazette. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.